Baker McKenzie welcomes you to TMT Talk, the global TMT podcast series, focusing on sector-specific issues that are impactful on players in the technology, media, and telecoms industry.
Hello, and welcome to Baker McKenzie Global TMT podcast series. My name is Raffaele Giarda. I am a transactional partner with Baker McKenzie based in Rome, and I have the privilege of leading the global technology, media, and telecoms industry group of the firm. Just to provide a bit of background on this episode, this year we launched the latest edition of our flagship publication, TMT Looking Ahead, where we present themes, discuss insights, and provide recommendations for the TMT sector in a five-part series. We have recently published the report on tech mergers and acquisitions, which offers cross-practice and cross-regional perspectives around the drivers of the M&A activity in the tech space. Specifically in this report, we asked, in fact, our experts to provide their insights on the tech M&A trends that should be expected in 2022 and beyond, such as the shifting of the tax landscape, the developments in special purposes acquisition companies, the so-called SPACs, the new foreign investment review regimes, and, as we will be discussing today, intellectual property acquisition as a driver for tech M&A. To do so, today we have invited some of our most experienced colleagues in the TMT industry, and so allow me to introduce Andy Leck, who is a partner in Baker McKenzie Singapore with extensive experience in handling contentious and non-contentious IP matters. Andy regularly represents Fortune 500 corporations in regulated sectors, especially in the TMT industry. Andy is the head of the IP and technology practice in Singapore, in addition to being a member of the dispute resolution practice in the same office.
Thanks so much, Rafael, for that very kind introduction. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you, Andy. Allow me to introduce Adam Aft, a partner in the Chicago office of Baker McKenzie. Adam leads the North America Technology Transactions Group of the firm. He advises global companies navigating complex issues regarding IP, data, and technology in M&A and technology transactions, at the same time supporting clients on transformational activities, including on new product and service initiatives and new trends driving business, such as data monetization and artificial intelligence.
Many thanks for the introduction, Rafael. I appreciate it. It's great to be here with you and Andy today. And I think that I'm one podcast away on my frequent podcast card before you have to host me in Rome for a coffee next time we do one of these.
Wonderful, Adam. We'll do that even before that you have the next podcast. So both of you are have a permanent and standing invitation in Rome for a coffee anytime.
Yeah, in fact, Rafael, I'm going to be in Milan on next Monday. So opportunity permitting, you know, you might have a visitor at your door.
Okay, wonderful. All right, that's fantastic. Thank you both, Andy and Adam, for joining. And let's get started with a first question. Andy, if I can leverage on your expertise, what is the role and the importance of IP in an M&A deal which is carried out in the tech space?
Thanks, Rafael. I think IP has always played a crucial role in M&A, as IP forms part of the company's assets and determines the company's value. In tech M&A, IP plays an even bigger role. When acquiring tech companies, I believe what the investors or buyers are acquiring is the technology itself, which is likely to comprise intangible assets protected by IP. So for tech companies that are underpinned by cutting-edge inventions, which are usually protected by patents, having ownership over the IP rights means that you have the exclusive right to use and to exploit it. In fact, IP is valuable for two reasons. First, the ability to protect your products and inventions. And second, the ability to monetize it. In the eyes of business owners, the ability to exclude third parties from exploiting their products and inventions without authorization helps to prevent brand dilution and preserves brand value. As third parties will have to obtain a license to use those IP rights, this is going to be a revenue stream for the IP rights owners. And against the background of 5G and the expansion of Internet of Things applications, I believe IP will be the jewel in the crown, as it can be the key to huge financial returns and profits. So taking AI technology and machine learning, for example, you know, you have to ask who owns the content generated by the AI, the machine, the company, or the end user. Can companies own IP rights? The waters, I think, are still murky in this regard. And unless and until there are laws shedding light on such issues, it really turns on the contract and agreement between parties. This is also why in tech M&A, it is so important to conduct thorough IP due diligence and be aware of the IP rights that you acquire in the transaction.
Thank you, Andy. That's very interesting. And also a good segue into the next question that I meant to ask to Adam. Adam, if we can utilize your experience, what are the consequences of the data-related due diligence if this was not conducted properly? And how does the lack of data protection or the non-acquisition of data-connected rights affect an M&A deal in the tech space?
Sure. Thanks, Rafael. And I'm so glad that you asked the question with a focus on data, because I think that in and of itself is an important point. So if we had been doing this podcast even a year or two ago, we may have focused more on traditional intellectual property, things like chain of title for patents and other registered IP as an important aspect of diligence. That remains so and an essential part of conducting the diligence. But more and more we're seeing in the tech M&A space the importance of conducting adequate data diligence as well, requiring significant collaboration between the intellectual property functions and the data privacy and other functions, given how overlapping those roles are and the subject matter is itself. So for data specifically, it's essential to really understand, as Andy was indicating, what are the sources of something like a machine learning algorithm? What were the data sets used to train that? What impact does the origin of that data have on IP ownership? And conducting that diligence is essential to be able to be sure that an acquirer is understanding and recognizing the value of what it believes it to be acquiring, as well as the seller understanding the risks that it may have as part of a transformational event in relation to that data as well. The challenges that can come from inadequacies or parts of diligence really pertain to ending the transaction and discovering that there's an inability to use the data as intended to fully realize that value. So issues such as wanting to use the data in a manner that's inconsistent with a notice provided to a data subject at the time that data had been collected can really impact those types of plans for the data usage on a go-forward basis. So it's a really interesting and evolving space and an area that requires, again, careful attention, but really importantly, and I want to emphasize that careful collaboration between the intellectual property and the data privacy and security function, given how significant the overlap is and importance for all of those teams to coordinate as part of that diligence.
Great, Adam. This is very helpful. And if we can stay one more second on the importance of due diligence, Andy, what are some of the key points to look out for when conducting IP due diligence in a tech M&A?
Thanks, Rafael. I think in the interest of time, I will just flag a few areas that parties should look out for in tech M&A. First, it must be noted that IP rights are territorial in nature. So this means that the registration of IP rights in one country does not automatically extend to other countries. It's important for the buyer or investor to identify the key markets that it intends to operate in or venture into, and the target has adequate IP protection in those countries. The IP laws and regulations may also differ from country to country, which can affect the scope of protection offered. Second, IP licensing agreements are also vital in IP due diligence. These agreements offer the buyers or investors a clearer overview of the ownership of the different IP rights, as well as the scope of rights that was licensed to and licensed by the target company. So some questions that buyers or investors should ask will include, is there any change of control provision? If so, what is the transaction's impact on the license? Is the license at hand assignable? Do you have to obtain prior consent from the licensor? As well as a question like, is the license exclusive or non-exclusive? These will definitely have an impact on the deal. If there's a change of control provision against the buyer, the agreement may be terminated on a change of control, and a new owner will not be able to benefit from the license. This is critical if the IP licensing agreement concerns a crucial part of the tech. Third will be software and computer programs, because these programs often form the core bundle of a tech company's assets. So when conducting due diligence, it's important to identify the creator of the software's source codes and ensure that there are measures implemented to protect the source code's confidentiality. Fourth, the ownership of IP rights in works generated by employees. I think the buyers or investors should also ensure that IP rights in works created by the target's employees or third-party contractors vest in the target. In Singapore, there are recent amendments to our Copyright Act, and under this new act, the default position is that the ownership of the copyright lies with the employer if the work is created by the employee in the course of his employment. Having said that, I think buyers or investors should leave no stones unturned when conducting IP due diligence and ensure that the target has ownership of the relevant IP rights. And fifth and last would be data privacy. I think depending on the nature of the business, certain tech companies amass personal data for various purposes, and an immediate concern would be the protection of these personal data and whether the target is in compliance with the relevant personal data laws. Back to you, Rafael.
Thank you, Andy. This is all very compelling and very much forward-looking also. Adam, if I can ask you a final question and a closing remark, what are some of the upcoming trends and the hot-button issues that you foresee in the near future?
Sure, I'm happy to touch on that as we close out the podcast. So I will note that, of course, we're seeing a lot of activity around the metaverse, which is subject to our third report in the series that has prompted this podcast. So I'll leave that as an enticement for people to tune in to future podcasts. But for this particular subject matter, two areas I want to touch on specifically. One is with respect to artificial intelligence, and the other is with respect to buy versus build. So starting with buy versus build, I think we'll continue to see a significant amount of strategic planning and importance around the determination about how companies pursuing growth opportunities and new products or services consider the opportunities in the M&A market and how that may impact that new product and service development growth. We ran as part of our digital transformation and cloud survey, we specifically had asked our respondents where their enterprises were on buy versus build, and we got really interesting results with a pretty even mix across half the respondents said it really is a balance. It's not all buy, it's not all build, and we look to integrate successfully in an acquisition. And then the other quarter of each was some buy and some build. I think given the current state of the market, we'll continue to see a lot of flexibility across that determination as valuations fluctuate and enterprises really look at the best, most efficient way to pursue those types of growth opportunities, especially in areas such as artificial intelligence. So to touch on the second topic I mentioned, AI, and we've seen a lot of activity in AI-related M&A, and they're really interesting transactions because they take a mix of all of the great points that Andy was talking about. So Andy was talking about the importance of understanding your software source code base. That remains immensely important in an AI acquisition because the AI is the algorithm that was and is source code. And so that traditional review is essential, but it also pulls in the other topics that we've touched on earlier in this podcast, such as the importance of the data and understanding the provenance of the data input that has been used to train your machine learning algorithm in order to have confidence in the backgrounds, the value, and the rights associated with an AI acquisition. So it's a hot topic. We've seen a lot of activity, and it combines a lot of these more traditional areas of deal drivers, of diligence, of important aspects to consider, together with a number of new considerations as well. So I think that will be a space to watch and something that we'll be talking about more and more going forward.
Excellent, Adam. Thank you very much. Well, allow me to close off by saying, well, this is all very helpful, Adam and Andy. What I think we may gather from this interesting conversation is that I would say digital transformation and the expanded scope and further distribution of technology has somehow remodeled the M&A landscape in recent years with increasing investment in digital transformation and technology through M&A activities. And in that context, I think IP, data, digital products and services, and the ability to protect and commercially exploit these assets are all fundamental factors for a successful strategy in tech M&A deals. This is why, Andy, Adam, your insights through all of this have been really engaging and thought-provoking today. So thank you very much again for such an impressive discussion to Andy Leck, TMT partner with Baker McKenzie in Singapore, and to Adam Aft, TMT partner with Baker McKenzie in Chicago. It was great having you both with us today, and thanks so much to our audience for listening to this conversation. Stay tuned for the next episode. Be well and stay safe.
Thanks, Rafael. Great to be on.
Thanks, Rafael. Thanks for hosting us.